is March 2nd, and the topic this month is it necessary?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of God that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of this essential truth of our being. This thing that we call God, we call life, whatever you want to call it, is always waiting to come through. It's waiting to come through us. And when we change our consciousness and we start to think God thoughts after it, then this thing that we call God starts to appear in our lives. People are thinking that God is something that God is not, you know. God is energy. God is life. And that life, that energy, is always pulsating, is always pushing, and it's trying to push its way through you. So try to remember that you have that ability to allow this power that is in the universe to operate in, as, and through you. Very easy, very simple concept. There is a power for good in the universe, and you are one with that power for good. I drove into the parking lot this evening and saw a billboard that says, "Lazarus, evil will rise." Evil Lazarus. Evil will rise. It's some kind of a movie out there. But, you know, and everyone's always pinpointing and looking at what the evil is in this world. You know, evil has no power whatsoever. Only good has power. Only God has power. When you think that evil has power, it's because you have given it that power. You must withdraw your thoughts from those evil things. Once you withdraw your thought, it has to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. You're the one that's keeping it alive with your thinking. Do not do that to yourself. It is not necessary to do that. So many people think that it's absolutely necessary to have evil. Everyone on this planet has been raised to believe that there are opposites and that you can't have one force without having the other force. If you have a force for good, you must have a force for evil. I don't know where that concept came from. It does not work in the universe, by the way. There's only good in the universe, and in the universe, everything is working for that collective good. And we must learn to work for the collective good of ourselves, of other people, of the world itself, of the different nations. There's so much going on in the world today, which I do not understand at all. I do not wish to understand it, you see. But we have to look at those things, but we do not have to buy into that. We do not have to buy into evil of any type. Withdraw your consciousness from those things, and it takes the life out of them. You see, anything that's going on in your life, you're creating, and you're breathing life into your own creations. And it is not necessary to breathe life into all the things that go through your mind. Now, this whole idea of it's not necessary, I could go approach it from all different directions. We could approach it on the outside of life. Is it necessary for you to have 15 pairs of shoes? Is that absolutely necessary?
Yes.
I don't think so. When I was a child and I'd ask my father for a pair of shoes, he would say to me, "Do you have a pair, Dallas?" Mm-hmm. And I'd say yes. He said, well, then you don't need another pair. You can only wear one pair at a time. Mm-hmm. All that stuff in the closet, you see, all the stuff that we thought was necessary is not necessary. But we are not going to talk about things on the outside of life. We're not going to talk about, is it necessary to have tons of money? Is it necessary to have clothes and shoes and all that kind of stuff? Those things come to us. And yes, we do need some of those things. But most of it is not necessary. What we're talking about here is your mind. What are you thinking in your mind that is no longer necessary? That is no longer necessary. You have been thinking the same thoughts for entirely too long. So you have to change those thoughts. And you have to come from a different attitude towards life itself. A different attitude towards yourself. So that you realize that you are a creative individual. You are creating your life one thought at a time. One thought at a time you are creating your life. So what kind of a life are you creating? What kind of thoughts are you thinking? It's always going to be done with thought. Everything. And I say this constantly, and I will continue to say it till I start to believe it myself, that there's nothing but mind, and there's nothing but your mind. And we think we live in this world, and we think all the circumstances in the world, and we think of our past and all that kind of, it's not necessary, people, to think of all those things. They were wonderful. I'm glad I have memories from the past. And all. I never dwell on them. I don't go down memory lane at all. You see, that's why when I go to these school reunions and so forth, people say to me, now, do you remember, Dallas, when you did this, that, and the other thing? No, I do not remember when I did this. I don't want to remember that stuff. I want to think of new things, better adventures and so forth. See, it's not necessary. We think it's necessary to remember all this stuff. What good is that to remember all that stuff? No, no good whatsoever. It is not necessary. And yet we participate in it all the time. We think it's absolutely necessary that we're jealous. Necessary that we hate. Necessary that we do. It's not necessary, people. That's a learned behavior. Get rid of that learned behavior. Know it. Say to yourself, I am creating my life one thought at a time. And I am choosing the thought that I want to think. Each and every moment, I am choosing the thought that I want to think. And I'm not going to go down that road with everybody else. I remind myself constantly that I am creating. And I'm creating with my mind, with my thoughts. And I don't want to think those thoughts. What are some of the examples that we do? Somebody calls on the phone, you don't want to talk to them, oh, that person. Now, is it necessary to go through all that? You see? If you don't want to talk to the person, don't talk to the person. But don't go through all that mental exercise that we go through. How many people see somebody and they remember what that person did? You say, what that person did. And then we go down that road. The latest thing, and I don't know if it's true, false, or I don't know, is about Bill Cosby. Most of that is conjecture. Now, it may be true, it may not. I don't care if it's true. I don't care if it's false. What I care about is not thinking about it. I'm not saying, oh my God, look what he's done, and go down that road. If it's not necessary for me to do, I don't even know the man. Why do I want to do that? You see? It's not necessary, is it, to do that? How much time do we waste doing things like that? We waste a great deal of time. When you're wasting that with your thoughts and so forth, you're wasting your life. You're wasting your life. It is not necessary. I say this. They'll eventually figure that situation with Crosby out, or they won't do it. But it's not going to affect me one way or the other. And it's not an attitude that I don't care. The attitude is it's not necessary for me to get down in the mud with everybody else. It is not necessary to do that. But our minds and so forth want to get in with this, in that mix, don't they? And look at gossip. Isn't gossip awful? It used to be fun. I don't gossip. I used to gossip. I have a cousin. He will not say one bad word about anyone. I just think that's wonderful. I mean, you can't get him to say a bad word about anybody. See, it's not necessary to say something bad about somebody. What do you know what he did? I do remember he was married 3 times. What is that? It's not necessary. That's a biography of some sort. I don't want somebody's biography. I want to know them. It's God meeting God, you see. I say to myself constantly, and I believe you me, I have to do it quite a few times during the day. I say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And I let that go. I don't roll around like other. Now, why do you think they did that? Who wants to waste their time with why do you think somebody did something? They did it. Forgive them. Forgive yourself. Let it go. You see? That's the most marvelous thing about this thing that we call God. God does not hold anything against anybody. We have this idea that we have to hold these things. And we think, oh, I'm superior because I can hold this. And I'm much better than most people because he's worse off than I am and all that kind of stuff. We're all in this together, people. No one is any better or any worse than anybody else. God sees us all the same. It's how we see ourselves that count. How we treat ourselves that count. And that's done with your thinking. You see, you don't want your mind to turn into that, use the word cesspool. You know, you don't want all that. Now, some people's minds are nothing but a cesspool, and they think that that's wonderful, that they can remember and they can churn up things and they can be mean, they can be bitter, they can do. You can't afford any of that. It is not necessary, people. It is not necessary to do that type of thing. It is necessary to hold yourself and everybody else in the highest of esteem. You have to start to see yourself the way God sees you, as a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being. We're wonderful things. And we're creative. And we can be nice. And we can raise ourselves up into a different consciousness where we are not only honoring this life that's in us, we're honoring our own life. When we're doing all of this stuff, we're not honoring ourselves at all. We're tearing ourselves down. And you can't do that. You must build yourself up and you must build everybody else up. You see, this is what God does. God builds people up. We can do that too. by getting away from all that other stuff and all that stuff that's out there in the world means absolutely nothing. Means absolutely nothing. It is not necessary to think most of the things that we think. They're not going to get you anywhere. It's convoluted thinking. Don't think bad thoughts about yourself or bad thoughts about anybody. Let it go. Let it go. You see, we have to grow up spiritually. And when we grow up spiritually, we grow up emotionally. You see? And we forget that. Yes, we all have emotions, but we must learn to control those emotions and use those emotions correctly. Otherwise, they're going to be using you. They're going to be using you. And we have all been around emotional people. Dreadful to be around. You know what it is? It's dreadful. It's tedious to be around emotional people. And we have to learn to grow up spiritually and emotionally, because the rest is not necessary. All those other things are not necessary. So tell yourself that you're going to hold yourself and everybody else in the highest of esteem. You're going to forgive quickly and easily. Quickly and easily. You see, we hold that forgiveness back. You often hear me talk about Robert Bitzer. He was funny. He said to a congregation, "Well, now I know we believe in forgiving, but do we have to do it so quickly?" We all have a tendency. We want to punish a little bit. We want to hold on to something a little, you know, just a little. I'll forgive you 99%, but I'm going to hold 1%. You have to do it 100%, people. Just forgive. It doesn't hurt you in the least to forgive. People think that they'll think I'm weaker if I forgive everything. You're never weak. You're very strong when you're able to forgive. You're very strong when you're able to forgive. So learn to forgive. It's not necessary to hold grudges. It's not necessary to do any of those things. So when anything comes into your mind, say, is this necessary? Do I really have to think this? Do I really have to go down this path? No, you don't. You can think from this moment. This teaching teaches you to live in the present moment and not be influenced by the past at all. You see? You often hear me say that this thing called God makes all things new. You must learn to make all things new in your life. All things new in your thinking. Make it new. But we don't. We hold things. We remember things. And of course, we repeat things. God never repeats anything. God never repeats anything because God lives in the now. God does not have a past to deal with. God does not have that past. We have a past. And we make all kinds of crazy things up about that past. Some of it's true, some of it isn't. But it doesn't matter. It's not necessary to remember the past. It's not necessary to remember your childhood. I remember my childhood. I'll just say it was wonderful. You know? That's all. That's all I need to know about my childhood. I don't need to go back through there and say, well, I'm this way because my mother served apple pie at the wrong time or something, you see? Or, when I was a child, I peed in the alley, so I have to pay for that. You don't have to pay for any of those things, people.
Did you do that?
Did I? Probably. Well, yes, when you were running around and no place to go, you did what you did what you had to do. But I forgive myself for all that stuff. And all that, you know, it's not necessary to remember all that stuff, you see? Always start in the present moment. Right here and right now is the only time you have. In the present moment is the only power that you have. Only power. Your life starts right here and right now at this very moment. And it starts with every thought that you think. Now, therein lies the most wonderful thing. When you know that you're a creative person, and you know your thoughts are creating your world, your universe, then you must think the thought that you want to think about it. If it's not the right thought, and I get many thoughts that aren't right, I just say, go back. Give me a different thought. I don't want that thought. It's not necessary for me to think that thought. Here's the thought I want to think. I'm getting closer and closer by doing that day in and day out. I have a lot of time to be able to do this stuff. I realize that. But I use that time correctly. I use my time correctly. I watch my mind and I change it. Because if we don't all get on the bandwagon and change our minds into one unit, we will not be able to save the world. We will not be able to do it. It'll go down the tubes. It'll go down the tubes. And this does not matter, you know, to the universe. There have been many, many creations on this planet. We think we're the last step and that we're the superior ones and so forth. But at any time, the universe can change its tune or mind or whatever you want to call it and come up with something different than human beings. The universe is capable of doing that. So you have to say, I'm going to join, I'm going to do my best to think the thought that I want to think. No unnecessary thinking whatsoever. So that I can bring myself up and I can bring everybody else up. If you don't do it, I hear so many people say, well, God will get me through that. Well, God may get you through that. But if you do not do the work, God's not going to do it for you. God is not going to do it for you. You see? God is always reclining in sweet repose. Nothing affects God. Nothing affects God. So many people think in religious science and out of religious science, if you want to call it prayer or treatment or what, that they do these treatments and they think they're going to change the mind of God. You cannot change the mind of God. You can only change your mind. God's mind is the same as it always is. The same way when people say, well, I want to know what God wants for me. God wants good and only good people. God does not say, I want you to be a lawyer, I want you to be a doctor, and I want you to be this, that, and the other thing. You must figure that out for yourself. You have already been given the gift of mind, and you can use that mind to create the life that you want. God is not creating that life. Which brings me one more time to Christian Mingles. which states, find the person that God wants for you. Find the person that God wants for you. That's exactly what they say on that. There's another tagline they use, and I can't remember the present moment. I just get
God's match for you.
Yeah, God's match for you. It's ridiculous. God is never a match for you. You must do that for yourself. You see, you must do that for yourself. And you mean to tell me that those match, that God's match, and they never get a divorce or fight and all that kind of stuff? I find that very hard to believe. People fight and do all that kind of stuff because they think it's necessary. When you realize that it's not necessary to get involved with any of that stuff, then you change your life. You change. That's how you do it. You don't do it ever by giving your life over to something else, like Christian Mingles or whatever those other things are. You just have to do it for yourself. I've often said this, and I'll say it again this evening. Life is a do-it-yourself project. It's an inside job. An inside job. A do-it-yourself project. Which only you can do. I can sit here week after week, year after year, and tell you all these things. But if you don't do something with them, and change your own mind, it's of no value. It's of no value. See? And I often think to myself, is this a value? Am I a value? And I come to the conclusion, absolutely yes, Dallas. Absolutely. I'm glad I'm able to do this. I'm delighted that I'm able to do it. Because I add something. You see? I approach this teaching almost completely differently than anybody else. But I'm saying the same things as other people. And I'm not about ready to give it up. Every once in a while my mind says, oh, stop it, Dallas. Just quit the class. Tell them it's over. I can't do that. Why? Well, number one is I enjoy it entirely too much. And I do think it's a benefit. You people wouldn't keep coming if it wasn't of some benefit. You see. So what's going on in your mind? And are you thinking thoughts that are necessary or thoughts that are not necessary? Most people are thinking thoughts that are not necessary. I was walking with a young man. Well, when I say young man, he was 50. An actor. And he asked me what I was giving up for Lent. I said, nothing, thank you very much. And he's going to give up worry. He's going to give up worry.
Worry.
And I said, well, lots of luck. Lots of luck. Don't worry. I know. I don't worry. I turn it over to this thing in the universe, this thing they call God. I don't worry where something's coming from. Things appear. Things appear. So, I just let those. And it's small things, people. And when I say this, everyone wants this epiphany and they want something big to happen to them. It may never happen, but little things you have to do. I was out Thursday with my friend Gloria. And before I was going out with Gloria, I thought, oh, now tomorrow I'll go to the manicurist. We were out, she said, oh, Dallas, let me treat you to a manicure. I said, wonderful. Now this is what I mean using this teaching. It's little things like that. I put that thought out there. And somebody else said, okay, let me treat you to a manicure. I could go on. I could tell you story after story like that. That I think of something and somebody gives it to me. See, and that's what you want in your life. You want to know that what you're thinking, that creative part of you, is drawing things to you constantly. Is drawing things to you constantly. And it will do that for you when you give up the idea that it's necessary for you to do all the work. It is never necessary for you to do all the work. What is necessary for you to do is enjoy your life. It's enjoy your life. We must. It's a marvelous gift. And most people do not enjoy it. They have some complaint about their life. And no complaints about my life. None whatsoever. People could look at it and say, well, you don't have much in this, that, and the other thing. Is it necessary to have a lot of stuff? I don't think so. What is necessary is to get understanding and get wisdom. And that's what it means in the Bible when it says, he who has gets more. Because you have to have a consciousness. You have to build that consciousness. And then it attracts things to you. And things will not be attracted to you if you're thinking thoughts that are not necessary. That are not necessary. You see? I do not think a thought at the present moment, and I hear it, about this ISIS thing. I don't even give it a thought. When I hear it, I say to myself, Dallas, let's bless those people. Let's bless those people. They don't know what they're doing. Let's bless them. They need all the blessing and all the love that a person can muster for them. That's what they need. It's not necessary to jump on the bandwagon and hate those people. I don't hate anybody. I don't even know them. Why would I hate them? Why would I hate at all? You know, when I was a child, I probably hated things. I don't know the last time I hated something. It's not necessary. Even small little things that we continually do, it's not necessary. What is necessary is to learn to think the thought that you want to think. And when you're not thinking that thought, ask your mind to do it for you. I say, no, mind, we're not going there, we're going here. Oh, okay. And then a whole new idea comes into my mind. Something new comes into my mind. Something that makes me feel good. All those unnecessary thoughts never make you feel good. They may make you feel superior or clever or whatever, but they do not make you feel good. And we can feel good all the time. Which is another thing we're never taught. You see, we're never taught that. We're taught you better be miserable before you can feel good or whatever. There's always those opposites. This is not a teaching of opposites, people. It's not a teaching of opposites. You want a religious teaching of opposites? Go to brand name churches. They're all about opposites. You don't want that in your life. It is not necessary. Not necessary at all. So it's the thought that you're thinking. It's always mind. And all the other little things that you think, you know, I have tons of things that are not necessary. And I'm starting to relinquish those things. I thought once it was just the greatest thing that I could serve 100 people in China. Dishes. That was a big thing. That's not necessary anymore. I'm slowly getting rid of all those dishes. I'm getting rid of anything that I don't use anymore. Anything that I don't use. So in your own mind, if you're having thoughts that you don't need, get rid of them. They are not necessary. Bring yourself to the idea and say to yourself, what is necessary in my life? What do I really want in life? And you'll find that you can be happy with very little. Very little. The world teaches us that you need all that stuff just to keep the economy going. It is not necessary. It is not necessary. It's your mind. And that mind is creating your life. So learn to create the life that you want, and you do that with your thinking. And you do that by getting rid of all the unnecessary things, all the unnecessary thinking. So many people spend their whole day thinking about unnecessary things. You don't need to do that. You do not need to. It's all done with your thinking. It's all done with your mind. So say to yourself, I am creating my life one thought at a time. I am creating my life one thought at a time. So what am I thinking? What am I thinking? The mind would like to tell you that that's not the way it's done, you see. But what we have to remember about the mind is it's yours to use. You are not your mind. You are not. Years ago, I was teaching a class in Georgia, and I said to the class, you're not your mind. And this one girl said, no, but I'm my hair. Well, a lot of people put all that, you know, put that energy into their hair, into what they look like, into all that. And she thought, oh no, but I'm my hair. She probably meant it too. Your mind, that's the only thing you have to concern yourself with. If you're concerning yourself with relationships, with money, with all these other things, it's the mind that you should be concerned about. If you get your mind under control, all that other stuff will come to you. Does anyone remember the saying, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, which is peace, which is understanding, which is an uncluttered mind. Once you have that, now everything else is going to be added on to you. But we're so busy thinking all this other stuff, you see, that we cannot manifest things that we want. We cannot manifest things. And let's talk a moment about manifesting. You have to know that it's absolutely possible. Now, sometimes I'm knocked over or bowled over because things come and happen, you see. Like the manicure, you see. I had no idea that was going to happen. But I had that in mind to get a manicure. And then it comes to you. That's the way you use your mind. That's the way you use this teaching, you see. In little ways. But as you keep doing that, little by little, it works. It works. See? I'm always not, well, I'm hesitant to always. I'm hesitant to tell you all the wonderful things that happened to me, because I don't want you to think I'm bragging or something. But I'll tell you another one. And this one bowled me over. And that concerned my property taxes. And I said, now, Dallas, you have to have enough money to pay your property taxes and all. A friend of mine, who I hadn't seen in 10 years, sent me a birthday card with enough money in it to pay my taxes. 10 years. Never did it go through my mind the taxes would come that way to me. But I knew the taxes would, I would have the money to do the taxes. All you have to know is it's going to be done, but you don't know how it's going to be done. You see, you don't need to know the hows. You see, that's not. I used to tell this, you know, I'm the Ways and Means Committee. God what?
Thank you for the backwards.
Oh, I thought I that's why I started a new
yeah.
Anyway, God is the Ways and Means Committee. And you have to know that and just let that go. You're being taken care of. You're being watched over. Something wonderful is going to happen to you. And I hate to, you know, sometimes I could go on with story after story, but the latest one was the manicure and the money to pay the taxes. Now, I thought that I could tell you her name. His name's Leanna. I've known her 50 years. Now, it's true, she became an heiress. But I never gave it a thought she would share it with me. Never gave it that thought. All I gave a thought to was the taxes will be paid. You see? How? We don't know. So, it comes back to, I'm the Fun and Entertainment Committee. God is the Ways and Means Committee. Let God do that work for you. You say, let God do that work for you. It is not necessary to do all the work. Not necessary to do all the work. Years ago, when I felt probably like pauper or something, if somebody would have given. Now, she didn't know the money that I needed. She didn't know I needed that money for the taxes, or that would cover the money would cover the taxes. She didn't know that. But there it was, you see. This is what I want you all to be able to do. Not only do, but once you do that, to realize, oh my goodness, this really works. This really works. And that's what this teaching is about, you see, to show you that these things work. They're not shallow concepts, you see. They're basic things for you to learn so that your life is better, so that you can have the life that you want. But you have to give up all the unnecessary things that you think about. Just give up. It is not necessary to think most of the things that you think. And I've told you this so many times, I'll tell it again. always know that you're being taken care of. Always being taken care of. And something wonderful will happen to you. Something wonderful will happen to you. Now, I'll put something out there for you, and we'll see if it comes. You know, because the taxes are paid doesn't mean they can't be paid twice. Somebody else can send me money. You see, you have to keep it. I never stop. What if I use to teach you people more, please?
Thank you very much, more please.
Yes, more please. So I don't say, oh, well, now the taxes are paid, there'll be no more money coming in. I say, no, thank you, more please. And then I left myself open for that. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But the thing is, I know I'm being taken care of. And I leave that possibility open. That it can happen twice, three times, four times, you see? This thing called God is not counting. God does not count. So, think of those things, people. Especially if you're down in the dumps and all that kind of stuff. Think how all the wonderful things that have happened and are going to happen to you. All the wonderful things, you see. One of my best sayings that I love is, God will give you back the years that the locusts ate. God will give you back the years that the locusts ate. That means all the wasted time on all those unnecessary things and so forth. Once you reach a point, it's all good. Time collapses. It just collapses. And you'll get it all back again. Now, somebody asked me if that meant they'll live longer. No, it doesn't. Sometimes. I guess sometimes I go. No, but can you understand that? Now I'm going to close with one other one. To help you manifest what you want, you must always see the harvest. When you look at any blank thing, when you want anything, you must know, you must see the harvest. In the Bible, it's the idea of when you look at a barren field, you don't see the barren field. You see the harvest. You see? Can you understand what that means? Mm-hmm. Never look at the blank thing. That's like the shriveled hand. If you want this hand to get well, you don't look at it. You look at that hand. And that hand matches. Never look at the shriveled hand. Never look at the barren field. All we see, everything already done. You're ready to bring in the harvest, okay? You're ready to bring in the harvest.
Vision the end result. Yes.
Always. Always see the harvest. And give up all unnecessary thinking. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.